Welcome back to the Homeschool Conversation Podcast, where we talk all things homeschool. On this episode of the Homeschool Conversation Podcast, I will be interviewing a very special guest, and you don't want to miss it. It is the one and only 9-year-old Josiah, my firstborn, the one who began my whole homeschool journey. So join us on this episode. So, Josiah, tell me about your first year of homeschooling. What was it like for you? What was your favorite part of their first year being homeschooled?
The first year being homeschooled, I didn't have to wake up at 8 o'clock. At the old school, I had to wake up at 7 o'clock to be there by 8:30.
So you liked not having to wake up early in your first year?
Yes, I get to wake up whenever I want. I try to wake up early, though, but I don't have to be forced to do it.
Okay. And what about some things that you liked learning that first year? Can you even remember? Because now this is our third year. So I don't know if you can remember that far
back. 2 years ago, what was I learning? Nothing.
So that first year we were homeschooling in New York, and we were learning about all the things you wanted to learn about.
Animals, science.
Snakes.
Love it.
All kinds of animals. We were always going to the library.
The librarian must have gotten annoyed.
Yeah, how many books did we used to borrow from the library?
500 every year.
Yeah, the librarian was always like, do you have a book bag or like a U-Haul truck to carry all these books?
Yeah.
And did people used to ask you how come you're not at school?
Yeah. Everyone does that.
What do you tell them?
I'm homeschooled.
They're like, but how are you going to make friends?
I'll tell them easy. I have bajillions of cousins and I already have bajillions of friends.
But how can you have friends when you don't go to school?
Go to the museum. Duh. Museum is fun. I met 3 friends there.
Yeah, the museums in New York and in California are fun. What's your favorite museum?
I think it'd be the museum that we went Rocky and Brielle at.
Oh, that was the Children's Museum in Garden City. That one's really good. So we talked about our first year of homeschooling, and then in our second year of homeschooling, what happened to Mommy?
Oh, the Baron Bon baby butts
yes,
came.
Yes, the baby butts came. What was that like for you, becoming a big brother again?
Horrifying, dramatic, and absolutely hideously ridiculous.
Why was it all of that?
Now I only get to be with Mommy at nighttime. I only get to bruise her nighttime or baby nap time. Sometimes the baby skip nap time, and that's just the worst.
Okay, so before the babies came, we used to get to read together all day.
All day, all night.
But now that they're here, we kind of only get uninterrupted time at nap time and nighttime. Maybe we should try to make time more to read, even when the babies are awake. What do you think of that?
Okay.
So now that the babies are here and they're getting bigger, they're almost going to be 2 years old this year. And now that we've moved to California, what is different about this year compared to that first year or that second year?
The difference between California and New York, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
California is sunnier. We get to go in the pool every day. In New York, the word pool is like saying emerald.
Very rare. That's true.
And the humidity, don't even get me started. The size of the mosquitoes in New York are the size of, let me see, someone's nose. And their fangs are like coyotes' butt hairs.
So giant. In New York, we have huge mosquitoes, but in California, not really.
Yeah, no mosquitoes. Huge mosquitoes. Bye-bye.
So what is your favorite thing about being homeschooled now compared to before? You said before you like not having to wake up early. What about now? Was that still your favorite thing, or do you have a different favorite thing?
I get to wake up, do homework, play Madden. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite type of homework to do?
Lots of different kinds.
None at all.
Precisely. Thank you for that. That's a really good guess, but no. My favorite, I pick ocean homework or African homework.
Really? You like the ocean and African homework?
I like the African one better.
Really? I didn't realize that.
I did not like the ocean
I would
one.
Think you would pick the Minecraft workbook.
Oh, yeah. I just like that one. But you should pick up the big book of Minecraft hacks. I love that book.
Oh, yeah. That one is your favorite. So then, if you could have it your own way, if you were the ruler of the homeschool, how would your day go with your learning? What would you learn about?
Football, electricity, AI, artificial intelligence, and AI are technically the same thing, so whatever. And how cars are made, how their motor works, how their engine works. How does gas fuel cars' wheels to move? Just physics.
So it seems like you'd have a lot of interest. So why don't we start doing that? Why don't we start learning about some of these questions you have? You didn't tell me about these new questions with the car until today.
It's technically tonight.
True. Yeah. So now my next question for you is about some downsides of homeschooling, if you can think of any. Can you think of something that you don't like about homeschooling? Or maybe if you feel like you're missing out on something by being homeschooled, what do you think?
I'm missing out on nothing being homeschooled. People at school are the ones missing out on everything.
What are people at school missing out on?
Going to the museum every day, going to the library every day. Of course, all before coronavirus.
That's true. What about, do you feel like there's anything that's a downside, like a negative about being homeschooled?
A little bit more chores, because you get to be home all day and you have to be at school all day.
That's true.
School is, the definition of school means torture.
Don't say that. So I do also have my handy dandy Kylie here with me today too. She is my first grader and she's been being homeschooled since she was 4 years old. So she's never actually even been in school except for when she was in preschool. And so all of her reading and math she genuinely has learned at home. So she is a great person to ask about how did you learn how to read, Kylie, if you've never been to school?
Well, I learn to read because every time I do my homework, I figure out words. And my dad said, if you can't figure out one big word, put the two small words in the big word together.
Wow. Okay. So then just by doing that, you were able to learn how to read.
Like the word fish. If you can't figure it out, put the words together. Fish. Ish. Fish. That's how you separate the word and then put two words together to make the word fish.
Wow, so you just learn by having your dad tell you to separate the word. Okay. So what about math, Kylie? How did you come to learn math if you've never gone to school?
Well, I've been learning math many different ways. The easiest question I started with was 1 plus 1. Now, if you're having a hard time, try to do some things that you already know. Like if you want to know what 2 plus 2 is, try doing 2 1 plus 1s. You know that 1 plus 1 is 2. So make another 1 plus 1, then put those two together. What will it equal? You think 5, maybe not. Separate the two, put 1 together. then make another. Then you have two and two. Then put together. Then count how much you have. You have 1, 2, 3, 4.
So you learned how to do math in your mind, or did you learn math by doing homework books?
Well, basically both. I tried using things that Saya and my mom and my dad told me, and then I tried, and then I asked my Alexa many of the questions. I tried to remember them, like 6 plus 6 is 12. I know that because I've practiced. I practice trying to know what it says.
That's right. Kylie is very famous for asking Alexa how to spell words and how to convert tablespoons to cups. So we definitely utilize Alexa for a lot of things we don't know, from how to spell things to how to add things up to history facts about the NFL. So Alexa is a huge part of our homeschool. So now I'm going to ask Josiah and Kylie to give us some advice for any new homeschoolers. Maybe you can give advice to the kids who maybe this is their first year being homeschooled and they're really nervous about being homeschooled. They feel like they're going to miss their friends at school. What advice can you give them to make it be a great year for them?
Okay, first of all, how old was your theory?
Well, we don't know. We don't know how old the kids are. It could be any age.
The good thing is your mom should tell you this is your last day of school, we're going to homeschool you. If your mom says that, you can ask your friends to ask their mom what their phone number is. So you can call them anytime, and then you can go to their house. You'll never miss your friends ever again.
Okay.
And when you're seeing your friends, you won't have to do homework.
That's true.
Much better.
Maybe you're reminding them that just because you're not seeing them in school doesn't mean you can't see them at all. That's a good point.
Yeah, on the weekends you can see them.
And then when you're seeing them, your teacher won't be telling you to be quiet now, right? Your teacher will be in her classroom, and you guys will be together playing and socializing.
Okay, what's the next one?
That's great advice. And now, Kylie, what about you? What advice can you give to a brand new homeschooler who's nervous about it being their first year? This is for the kids.
Well, if you're scared of being homeschooled, just ask your mom what it will be like. She might say it will be awful. But what do they mean by that? Well, you might think they mean it's going to be awful. But they might say one day it will be great. What does that mean? And if you're scared of being homeschooled, why are they saying it will be great? Well, first of all, you will finally never, ever get to have to sit on one boring little chair for your life. And then you will have be free and have freedom. Freedom! That's the spirit of freedom!
So now that you guys have given advice to the kids who are homeschooling, what about the parents who are going to be doing the homeschooling? It could be a mom, it could be a dad, it could be a grandma. So first we'll start with Josiah and then we'll go to Kylie. What advice can you give parents? This is their first year homeschooling. What would you tell them?
Try not to make homeschooling too stressful, because how many people do we know that overdo with the homeschooling and you have to do homework all day?
That
is called torture schooling, and it's not called homeschooling. It's called homeschool. It's called homework schooling, by the way.
Torture schooling or homework schooling? Okay, so what would be the better way to not do torture schooling?
Let your kids play outside, and if you may be able to compromise. Like, if they have an Xbox, you can do one page of writing homework. If your kid is struggling with writing, like me. I hate the word. You can, 1 page of writing homework is 10 minutes, 1 page of regular homework is 5 minutes, 1 page of reading is 5 minutes, again.
Okay, so you can do use homework for earning time with playing. Because one of the things that parents might say is that they're scared if they let their kids play outside, then their kids are going to fall behind. They're not going to learn how to... They're scared that they're not going to learn how to read, how to write, how to do anything if they let them just play outside. So what would you say to that?
Let them do homework outside.
Okay. Kylie, what about you? What advice can you give to parents who are scared about their first year homeschooling? We gave advice to the kids. What advice would you give to the parents?
Well, if you're scared with homeschooling, maybe you could let your kids have fun. Maybe you could let them put stickers on their homework books. Or, I have a really good one. If they're learning math, I'll give you some advice with making the numbers and letters animals and shapes and many different things. Just try to make it fun for them so they don't get disappointed. And if they're not eating, I know just the trick. If your kids aren't eating, just make their food a little different. Use cookie cutters and cut out their food. And they'll want to eat it, but if they think it's still boring, make a face, eyes, and nose, and maybe make some hearts on that. And polka dots and many other things. And then maybe if your kids do chores, let them have a little reward. A special treat, a stuffy, a present, a little time to watch something. Just make homeschooling awesome and fun so our kids will have freedom! Freedom!
So let's get to the topic of math. If your child really doesn't like math and they're not doing well with it and you want to find a way to make it fun, what are some ways that you as a kid have found math to be fun?
Nerf guns. Nerf gun dartboards.
Nerf gun dartboards. How can Nerf guns be fun for math?
You need suction cups. All the ingredients you need. A lot of suction cup bullets. Like a big piece of glass with no couch behind it, and you're gonna need some dry erase markers and a damp paper towel. So you write it in a circle. There's like the outer ring would be 1 point, the middle ring would be 3 points, and the other ring, which is the third ring, would be 5 points, and the middle ring is 10 points.
Okay, and so how does that end up being math for you when you draw? You're going to use the dry erase boards, we're going to draw the dartboard onto a window, and then you're going to use your Nerf gun to hit the dartboard.
Yeah.
And how does that become math for you?
You have to add up all the points.
In your head?
Yeah, especially works if you have brothers or sisters that are also interested in Nerf guns.
That's true, but the first time you did that was actually with adults, I remember.
Yeah.
So actually you could do this with any adult that likes to play Nerf guns. And so then you make the points add up in your head when you hit them. So it's like 200, 100, and increments of 50.
When I played, I had to write the math down on the mirror.
Okay.
I did 56 plus whatever equals whatever.
Okay, so at first you had to write it down. So that was a more fun way for you to do math than having to do the same type of math in the workbook.
That math in the workbook is called mathinating. It's called math torture. I hate that. Especially that math homework that has a parrot on it. It's just despicable. It's hideous.
Okay.
It's utterly hideous.
Okay. So now that we have covered math, what about science? It seems like maybe parents would normally not have to teach science because science usually is taught in school with experiments and it's a huge mess, and a lot of parents don't want to teach science. So what are some ways that you've learned science that you've actually remembered it and you've enjoyed it and you recommend it?
Steve Spangler Science Kits. They're a monthly subscription. Every month they bring you a brand new science experiment.
I'm surprised that you said that. So yeah, Steve Spangler subscription. Say that three times fast. Steve Spangler subscription. Steve Spangler. Yeah, we just got a 3-month subscription to them. And so they just mail you all your science supplies. There's videos you can watch beforehand. It makes it really easy to learn science. And so that's an option for science. And what else have you been doing for science?
The Ultimate Bugopedia for people who are very interested in bugs. This is a book for you. No other book is going to cover more bugs.
Okay, ever. So something that Josiah really has always enjoyed is encyclopedias for kids.
And it has... The reason it's the best bug book of all time is because it's made by National Geographic Kids.
Yes, National Geographic Kids is a great line. And so they do have encyclopedias that are specific to your interests. You can have a Bugopedia. Kylie's had a Catopedia. And so anything your kids are interested in, you can get them an encyclopedia that's specific to their interests. I see in here there's an Ultimate Dinopedia. We have loved getting these books from the library, but now we are actually buying these books ourselves so that we don't have to return them. So another option for science books that we recommend is the Science Comic series, right, Saya? That's the series called Science Comics, but they have all different categories. So what did you think about the Science Comic series? Why do you like that?
The reason why Science Comics for race kids is because all the characters are animated, first of all. They're not creepy, like, non-animated books. Second of all, they're funny, like, really funny. Third of all, I can actually remember things from them, not in science homework books. Well, the only thing I remember from science homework books is the fly buzzing around in the room. That's the old thing.
So what are the Science Comic series books? What are the options you have for those? What types of themes do they come in?
They come in, I can name all of them. There's dinosaurs, brains, dogs, cats, ravens, polar bears, trees,
solar system.
Bats,
yeah. And then this summer they're coming out with the digestive system one. Can't wait to get that one. So it's a comic book, but it's written about a science topic. And so on that note, there's also his favorite one ever. It's called The Human Body Theater. And it is a comic book that takes you through the human body. And so, Saya, why do you like this book so much? This is the first book that I think introduced you to comic books, nonfiction comic books. Why do you like this one?
They make the characters look funny. Like, one of the things says, oh, give me that, some of that sweet, sweet glucose. And I learned glucose in this book. I also learned all the minerals. Well, no, I didn't learn any minerals from this book. Forget that. Bones, skip that. Where was the minerals part that I learned from here?
Oh, yeah. We can't have... So now, what about parents who want to start incorporating their children's interests into their homeschool reading library? Like, you know how you like Minecraft a lot, and I've been trying to add more and more Minecraft to our school days. How would you recommend incorporating Minecraft into your school day? What are some of your favorite Minecraft things that we've done?
I like Minecraft books. Really like them. Like The Attack on the Overworld.
Okay, so this is a book that's published by Scholastic. And so it's a chapter book, right? What age range is this book recommended for?
Whoever can read chapter books.
Yeah, it doesn't say the age.
And is okay with zombies.
Okay.
Remember that before you start reading this book. There are zombies in it.
I like the book as a parent because it does seem to go into some character issues that come up when you're playing Minecraft. So it helps you to have that conversation about being a team player and about doing the right thing. And it also helps you to learn about Minecraft yourself if you're a parent that doesn't know much about it. So I do like the Minecraft chapter books for sure. It does help give them a little bit more interest in reading, and it gives them more sustainability with their reading. So they're more likely to continue and persevere reading because it's Minecraft. I hope this episode has been helpful to you. I was not planning on interviewing my kids. I didn't know what they would say, and this was completely unscripted and unplanned. So I hope that their raw, true responses will make you laugh and help you see things from their point of view. And if you have any more questions for them and you want to hear from a kid's mouth, feel free to send me a message and I will do another episode. So until next time, it was fun talking. We'll see you on the next episode of the Homeschool Conversation Podcast.